Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The Son of God was here with men on earth. A very important declaration, very important statement. A statement, with regard to that statement, I have been teaching the presence of the Lord God on earth for many years. I have also sent out letters to various authorities. Of course, obviously, I've been on Blog Talk Radio for a number of years. And there's even my Twitter feed. I've been teaching on the presence of the Lord God, the Son of God, on earth with men. But I haven't gotten anywhere with the teaching. I have not gotten anywhere with the truth. What have I done? Although that was not what I sought to do. I have proved the Gentiles' hatred for God. That's exactly what I've done. Now, I'm talking truth, okay? I'm not talking religious talk at all. I'm talking truth based on the King James Bible, all right? The King James Bible has predicted that the Lord God will come, and not all King James Bible spell out specific things the Lord God will do when he comes. The man Tommy L. Hart has done those things, and he's been bringing those things to the people's attention for years. Some years before the year 2000 came in, since the early 90s. All right, I've been coming to the people in one way or form or another. All right, and what has it yielded? It has yielded disdain for God. The headline is this: God the Son is snubbed. I repeat the headline. God the Son is snubbed. He is snubbed by the people. The Gentiles, in essence, have talked the people against God, believe the Lord God when he comes. They've really put the world in a bad shape. Okay? That's what they've done. There's a statement in the book of John that says, it's John 15, verse 24. The bottom part of that statement says this: but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. That's what I've gotten. That's what has happened, or found to have happened, or to be the case. That is the case. They have both seen and hated both me and my Father. I've taught on me, the Son of God, the Lord God, the promised one. I've taught on the Father as well. It's in my archive, Blog Talk Radio archive, all right, Lawmaster. And that's sad. I mean, I am very saddened by that. In what ways have I spoken to the people? I've spoken to them on radio years ago during the 80s. I've spoken to them by mails, by, you know, mail. I mail various information to certain authorities around the world. So that's radio, that's by mail. Also, as I said, Blog Talk Radio, the Twitter feed, the Face. So in various ways, I have spoken to the people, and the people have spoken to me. And that is evident in this statement. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. That's a sad message. That's a sad declaration. Very sad to me. For me, it's a very sad declaration. But it is a true declaration based on my teaching, King James Bible Truth. I have answered the question asked in the book of John, what is truth? And I've made that truth, I've put that truth out there before the people. And the people have ignored it. Also, there's another medium by which I have tried to speak to the people. By my books, I have 15 different books on Amazon.com or at Amazon Bookstore. 15 different books. Each of the 15 is in two forms, paperback and what's the other one? The electronic thing, all right? E-books and paperbacks. I've tried to speak to the people. What have I gotten from that? Nothing. But yet we live in a world, the Gentiles' world, preachers have a Bible before them. They have a Bible before them. But as it's been found, that they do not teach Bible truth, right? Yet they read from the Bible. So what they preach is deceit. Because if they taught Bible truth, they would be teaching the same things that I teach and that I have taught. We'd all be teaching the same things if the preachers, Gentiles, biracials, black people who the Bible calls Israelites, we would all be teaching the same things. Religion. A bad thing for the Israelites. A bad thing for the Israelites. The people who were conquered by the Gentiles and those they did not murder or kill, they scattered in the nations of the Gentiles. Okay. They can be called black people, but the Bible calls them Israelites. Those people have a name, Israelites. All right? It's a bad case, all right? But I wanted to bring that to your attention, that it seems, matter of fact, it is clear that from a human perspective, all the work I have done is found to be in vain. I repeat, this is my finding and my conclusion, that all the work on King James Bible content and teaching truth as proclaimed by the King James Bible, all that work is found to be in vain. Now, I'm not saying that I regret that I've done it. No, that was my duty to do what I've done. My duty, okay? I have fulfilled my duty to make known those things which the King James Bible has instructed me to make known. Right? So I don't regret anything I've done. Matter of fact, I am proud of what I've done. I'm happy for the things that I have done. I have obeyed the King James Bible and done those things that the King James Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. No doubt about that. Anyone who would check out my work on Blog Talk Radio, the archives, Lawmaster Archives, will undoubtedly conclude that the things I have taught with respect to God are true according to King James Bible. But the people have refused to hear. They have refused to hear. The people have snubbed the Father, the King James Bible's Father. They have snubbed the King James Bible's Son of God. They have snubbed the King James Bible's Lord God. They have snubbed part of my duty to bring you this conclusion of the matter. You know, there's a statement in Ecclesiastes that says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And this is the conclusion that I'm speaking of. Sad for the Israelites. It appears the Israelites will remain in captivity in Gentile nations. They will remain in the dark with respect to Bible truth, King James Bible truth. They will remain in the dark, ignorant, doesn't sound good, does it? Maybe to some this does sound good, but it's not good for the Israelites. And it's not good for the Son of God. You know? And people in religion I'm talking about in America here, love God, loving God, obeying God, and they do not obey God. It's a sad case. But I want to get to the reading. But just the headline, I repeat again. This is the headline in the conclusion. The Son is snubbed by the people. Whether they be Gentiles, alias white people, whether they be biracials, black Gentile biracials, or whether they be Israelites. Because the biracials in America get on TV and all, saying they are black. So if the biracials are black, what are these dark-skinned people being held in captivity in America and other European nations? What are they? Because they're dark-skinned. Okay? Well, like I said earlier, calls them Israelites. They do have a name. One thing is certain. Gentiles, and they know that they are not Israelites, biracials are not Israelites. It's the people who the Gentiles are still holding in captivity. All right? Some people call them black, but the Bible's name for those people is Israelites. And the masses of the black people don't even know that they have a name, that they are Israelites. Do they read the Bible? But that's another story right there. That's another story. Let's get to the reading. This is my book. One of the latest. It's not the last one I've written, but it's available at Amazon. Titled, The Son of God Was Here with Men on Earth. The Son of God, I say, was not received by the people. Whoever or whatever they are. All right? So, yes, you can go to Amazon, order from Tommy L., no initial, L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart. The Prodigy Series. That's the name of the series. The Prodigy Series. Not prodigal, but prodigy. P-R-O-D-I-G-Y. the Prodigy series. Order my book and make sure you get this book, The Son of God Was Here with Men on Earth. This book speaks of the things the Lord God was supposed to do. The King James Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. This book shows you the things the man Tommy L. Hart has done. He who does the work of the Son of God is the Son of God. That's the King James Bible's take on the thing. All right. I want to begin reading, and I'll start at the very beginning of the book. The Son was here with men on earth, subtitled, He Was Here in the Flesh. Just as the Bible speaks of him, you know, here in the flesh, real. We're not talking about Jesus. Jesus in the King James Bible is a fictitious character. No matter how many people say he is real, Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. The preachers need to stop lying. Okay, the Son of God was here. I begin reading on page 2 here. I read these things, you'll see what's going on. I think it's self-explanatory. There's nothing I will need to explain. I might say this speaks of the man Tommy L. Hart, but that's not an explanation. That's clarity, okay? Okay, let's begin reading. The Son of God was here with men on earth. Acts 14:17. He left himself not without witness. So these things are speaking about the Son of God, the true Son of God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart, according to the King James Bible, not according to your religion and religious teachings, but according to the King James Bible. This is so important. But the people have snubbed that which is important, haven't they? Possibly you. Okay, Acts 14, verse 17, he left himself not without witness, in that he did well. This book, The Son of God Was Here with Me and on Earth, serves as a witness to the fact that the King James Bible's true Son of God was here with me and on earth. That's the purpose of this book. It serves as a witness to that which has happened, to that which has been done with respect to King James Bible teachings. Yes, so he left himself not without witness. This book is a witness. It is a witness of the things the Bible says will take place. It is a witness to the things the man Tommy L. Hart has done. It is a witness, right? In the book, KJB stands for King James Bible, a.k.a. Authorized Version Bible, okay? KJBC speaks to, stands for King James Bible Content, if you come across any of these things while reading the book. Okay, and here we begin. First paragraph, he was the toast of the gods. It's speaking about Tommy Hart, okay? Tommy L. Hart. He was the toast of the gods, the joy of their heart, patient, and all the gods ever said he would be. Jeremiah 50, verse 25, this book is the work of the Lord God. I speak now. This book is the work of Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible says is the Lord God. Did you get that? The one who the Bible says, the King James Bible says, is the Lord God. All right? I'm so glad I can read. I'm so glad my mother taught me. So glad. This book I'm reading, one, serves as a witness to the truth that God the Son was here dwelling on earth with men. Two, it speaks of a man who performed the things The King James Bible, KJV, says the Lord God, who is the Son of God, would do when he comes. 3, this book sets forth works performed by the fulfiller, Tommy L. Hart, of the King James Bible's Isaiah 40, verse 10 prediction and promise, which declares the Lord God will come. And 4, this book offers definitive evidence that both proves and substantiates the claim, the man Tommy L. Hart's claim, Lord God the Son was here. Where? With men. Here, on earth, with men. This book may be viewed as an additional part of the vast information Mr. Hart has provided in his Lawmaster archive. That is blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. Mr. Hart has 26 products on Amazon.com, 13 books. Well, that's when I wrote this, I only had 13 books, but now it's 30, okay, 30 products, all right? Someone has said, may the work I've done speak for me. Mr. Hart's works say clearly and loudly, the Lord, God the Son, was here on earth with men. It is impossible for the fulfiller's works to lie. This book's author speaks from a position of one having been duly informed, learned, and expert in the things concerning the King James Bible's content on God the Father and God the Son. That was an introduction. Now, the Son of God was here on earth. I give you reality. That's what Plato has said, and that's in the book here I'm reading. Plato has said, I give you reality. In his dialogue, Phaedrus, Plato says to the Son of God, Tommy L. Hart, speak as best you can. And that's what I've tried to do all the years I've been teaching on Bible truth. In the beginning was the Word. I'm reading from my book. The Word was a prediction. What did the Word say? The Word said, God will surely visit you. Genesis 50, verse 25. Now, it is necessary that you understand the words God and Lord in the King James Bible. Those two terms speak of a human being, and that individual is called God, was a man. He is called Lord. He is called Lord God. He is called by the moniker No Man. He is called the Son. He is called the Son of God, and even the Son of the Highest. Remember, you are advised, in Proverbs to get knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and to forget it not. So set aside your religious teachings. Truth, Bible truth, and religious teachings are contrary the one to the other. They are not the same. They are in contention. That's speaking of truth and religious teachings. They are in contention. If they were the same, then you would already know the person of God. You would already know God's name. You would already know the works of God that are in Lawmaster Archive. So Lawmaster would be of little or no value to you. And you would already know that God was here. And there would be no need for this book. If truth and religious teachings were the same. Let's return to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was a prediction and a promise, saying, the Lord God will come. There are other similar statements on the subject. 1. Psalm 50, verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. 2. Isaiah 35, verse 4, your God will come. He will come. 3. Genesis 50, 24, God will surely visit you. 4. Hebrews 10:37. He that shall come will come. John 14:18. I will come to you. So it is established that the King James Bible predicts and promises, the King James Bible predicts and promises the coming of the Lord God. Now, it is found that the King James Bible's Lord God and its Son of God are one and the same. But before we proceed, I bring in the King James Bible's salutation. First and foremost, that salutation is to the Lord God. The official salutation. Acts to letters in your King James Bible, and it says, to the unknown God. And Jude, verse 25, to the only wise God. So the salutation says in the King James Bible, to the unknown God, the only wise God. The salutation makes it clear that there is content in the King James Bible that is to this, at that time, unknown but wise God. The writers did not know what would be his name, what would be this God's name. Therefore, they simply address the applicable content to the unknown God. And in that content, they ask the unknown God to manifest and identify himself by name when he comes. Now, that unknown God has indeed come and made himself known. As, putting on my glasses here, had them set beside me. Okay. And in that content, they ask the unknown God to manifest and identify himself by name when he comes. Now, that unknown God has indeed come and made himself known, as he has been instructed to do in the content or in the body. And in that the Lord God has come, the above promises and predictions on his coming are fulfilled. So the promised and predicted Lord God at his coming was to see the information having to do with himself in the King James Bible and act accordingly. Promises of his coming have been fulfilled. Help has arrived. The addressee, the Lord God, has received his information. And you will see later that the addressee has fulfilled the sensitive information regarding himself. He has met all expectations of the Father. But there is this thing concerning no man. Who, what is this no man that is in the King James Bible? Listen. God the Son was here on the earth, Job 38:26, no man is. God the Son was here on the earth where no man is. Understanding this no man is proper to the business in hand. Micah 6, verse 9 says, the man of wisdom shall see thy name. In the King James Bible, This no man is a moniker, nickname, given to the Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. No man is the son of God's moniker. I will cite other instances where the son is called no man in the King James Bible. 1, Matthew 22, verse 46. And no man, that is to say, the Lord God, was able to answer him. That is a I'm saying this, that's a positive statement. It says, no man was able to understand him. No man, the man Tommy L. Hart, was able to understand the Father, his writings in the King James Bible. 2, Exodus 33, verse 20. No man shall see me and live. That's the same as to say, the Lord God shall see me and live. As stated earlier, the Lord God is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. 3, 2 Timothy 4:16. At my first answer, no man stood with me. 2 Timothy 4:17. The Lord stood with me. The Lord, in this second statement, identifies no man in the first. Okay? That's talking about the two statements that I read, 2 Timothy 4:16 and 2 Timothy 4:17. Let me read them again. At my first answer, no man stood with me. Who is no man? No man is identified in the 2 Timothy 4, verse 17 statement, which says, the Lord stood with me. All right? The Lord in the second statement identifies no man in the first. I put the two statements together. I've already done that, but let me read it anyway. At my first answer, no man stood with me. The Lord's 3, verse 13. No man has ascended up to heaven. This statement speaks to the Lord's death. It speaks to no man's death. You know, here in America, I know they have this saying, you know, when you die, you go to heaven. All right? So that statement speaks to the death of the Lord God. And that statement says again, no man has ascended up to heaven. Simply saying, no man has died. Now, at this moment, I'm saying this. This is not in the book. At this moment, no man is alive. At this moment, the Lord God, the Son of God, is alive. All right? At this particular moment in time. All right? Then there's the fifth one, John chapter 1, verse 18. No man has seen God. And 6, John 3, 2, no man can do these miracles. Now notice I remind you again, all of these no man statements are positive statements. It's saying what no man, the Lord God, can do. That's what they're saying and speaking to. All of what has happened to no man. No man, the Lord God, has ascended up to heaven. The Lord God, the Son of God, has died. All positive statements. No man can do these miracles. That's John 3, verse 2. Revelation 19, verse 12. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Again, no man. Who is he? The Lord himself. The Lord God. The Son of God. No man is a moniker for the Lord God, who is found to be the Son of God. All right? Who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, I threw that in. Okay. All right, back to reading. I would like to present one more no man statement, but there are three more statements accompanying it. 1, the question, Revelation 5:2, who is worthy? We are told in Revelation 5:4 that no man was found worthy. I know they don't teach this in the church. The church does not teach anything that I teach. The church does not teach Bible truth. I teach King James Bible truth. The question, Revelation 5:2, who is worthy? The answer says, and it comes in Revelation 5:4, that no man was found worthy. It is not saying that no one, no person, no individual was found worthy. It's telling you who was found worthy. In answer to the preceding question, who is worthy? Answer, no man was found worthy. The same as saying the Lord God, the Son of God, was found worthy. The same as saying the man Tommy L. Hart was found worthy. What I say is get understanding, okay? And that's what I teach, understanding. Anyone and everyone can quote Bible verses or read scripture, okay? It's the understanding, getting the understanding that is of the essence. We are told that no man was found worthy. Then in Revelation 4:11 and Revelation 5:9, respectively, we see who no man is. The two statements say, thou art worthy, O Lord, thou art worthy. Did you see that? It comes, turns right around, or doesn't even turn around because it's not something different. It continues to say that thou, O Lord, art worthy. You can always come back and re-listen to the episodes, okay? Go to Lawmaster Archive. In the King James Bible, no man is the Lord. Keep this in mind when you see no man. That is speaking about an individual, and that person is Tommy L. Hart, bottom line. This no man has a name. No man has a title, which is the Lord God. No man has another title, which is the Son of God, and no man has a name, a human name, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. And the Son of God is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has done the things the King James Bible says the Lord God, the Son, will do when he comes. All in all, the no man statements having to do with the Son of God, the Lord God, are positive statements. The no man statements speak to things actually done by the Son. His answering the Father, his seeing the Father, his standing with the Father, his doing miracles, even his dying. That's what those no man statements have, you know, spoken of that I just read. So, the no man statements in the King James Bible speak truth with regard to the true Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. The no man statements bear witness to the legitimacy of the claim the man, Tommy L. Hart, is the true King James Bible's Son of God. Thus, the relation between King James Bible's no man and Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God, is shown. In the King James Bible, no man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God, the living God, are all one and the same. The King James Bible's no man mystery is now solved. Jeremiah 4, verse 25, I beheld, and lo, there was no man. I.e., there was the Lord God, a.k.a. the Son of God. I beheld, and lo, there was the man, Tommy L. Hart. In the beginning, this is page 6, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was predictions and promises. It was a call to come and help. It was a mysterious no man who is now identified, and it was a salutation saying to the unknown God, the only wise God, who is now known. The word came to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who responded in the appropriate manner. His response to the word is what this book is about. In the word was an intense examination. I think it's good that I stop here. All right. But this is a very interesting book. It is a very informative book. With this book, you have the understanding of all that is needed to understand what the King James Bible teaches with regard to God the Son and God the Father. You have it all here in my book titled, The Son of God Was Here. Do follow me on Twitter. Always make Lawmaster Archive your dwelling place. Do go to Amazon Bookstore and